Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The MBTA is about to ring in the new year with a new general manager, the fifth new boss there since Governor Charlie Baker took office 4 years ago. In what state transportation officials call a mutual agreement, Luis Ramirez has left the GM post after just over a year on the job. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
On Saturday, Luis Ramirez was singing with kids on the commuter rail, and by yesterday, he was out of a job. The night Governor Charlie Baker clinched the Republican nomination in his bid for re-election, he touted the growth of the MBTA under his first term, how the MBTA was investing four times more money in infrastructure than under the previous administration.
We need to finish the work we started cleaning up the mess we inherited at the MBTA so we can deliver the reliable, dependable, 21st century public transportation system you all deserve.
Now, it seems freshly departed Ramirez, who had no public transportation experience, is not a part of that future better transportation system. Ramirez is the fifth TGM since Baker became governor. On Radio Boston yesterday, former State Secretary of Transportation Richard Davey, who was also once general manager of the T, described what a big job the next GM faces.
Not only someone who can, you know, pull off perhaps the most ambitious capital program in the MBTA's history, implementing new Red Line and Orange Line cars, power systems, but then also think about the future of transportation.
The removal of Ramirez is a disappointment for some close observers of the T.
He had a good public presence in the sense he was on, you know, he had a good Twitter account and Instagram.
Paul Regan is the executive director of the MBTA Advisory Board, a watchdog for the transit system. He says Ramirez's departure comes as a surprise.
He tried to communicate directly, I think, with the riders in a way that was useful.
Regan says it seems that Ramirez was working with what he had. Governor Baker has already named a replacement.
Steve Povtak, who served on the Fiscal Management Control Board for several years and has been working issues associated with the T, literally for 20 years, gets that, understands it, and I believe is the right guy to deliver it.
And Baker says the change in leadership will help with his vision of making the T what it should be. An interim general manager will oversee day-to-day operations until Povtak takes over in the new year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.